Hey guys, welcome to an episode of Lane's Podcast. I would usually say welcome back to another episode, but it has been a very, very long time since I've done an episode of Lane's by myself. I'm just grabbing back on here because I really would like to get back into this. And like the reason I do this podcast is because I just really enjoy it at the end of the day. It's a lot of fun. It's a good way to just have fun. And I think it's really cool to put it out there, and if someone listens to it, fantastic. If not, I just like to do it at the end of the day. It gives me joy. I don't love talking about myself, but this podcast is kind of going to be about what I've been doing, but then we'll kind of venture into what has happened and how you can deal with certain things that I'll talk about in this podcast. Do excuse me if I say a couple of words repeatedly in the podcast. I'm getting back into it, but where I've been, it's been a long time since I've done this. From the start of the year, my year has been very, very different. It's been the biggest year of my life. There's been a lot of change this year, and I'm really grateful for that, to be quite honest with you. It's been a lot of fun, but change is the biggest constant I've had this year. Like, started a year, I was still living at home, and now I've currently moved to a different place, and that has been a great change for me, a big mix up. I've started a new line of work. I've started a professional career, which has been the biggest challenge of my life so far. It has been a very eye-opening experience. It has also been, hands down, the best experience I've ever had in my life so far. It is just awesome to kind of live out a childhood dream of doing what I wanted to do, which was being a part of a professional sporting organization, and to do it in the sport I love, basketball, and just to do it with people that are just fantastic humans. It's been really, really great. And it's been the best decision I've ever made in my life, was going with my gut. And even though I was nervous at times, I was hesitant at times to take the punt, I think fortune does favor the brave. And I got that quote from a great man, and it really stuck with me, that quote, fortune favors the brave, because for a long time in my life, I didn't know what I wanted to do. I'd really just had no direction. I was skating by, and it was quite a hard time in life, because you see a lot of your friends and people at school and just people that you know do things that are successful, and you don't have jealousy or anything like that, but you just think, what am I doing with my life, to an extent? And it was hard for myself, and I know there's a lot of people in that boat at the same time, and they could probably speak from prior experience better than me, but it's a scary feeling. And I knew that I have a talent in certain things, and I just have a knack for things. And everybody does in certain aspects of their life, or they're just good at certain things. And I knew that I thought at least I was good at what I was doing. And I thought I'd take the punt and really, really like put 100% into it. And fortunately for me, it's starting to pan out. It's starting to come to fruition. I can see what I'm going to be in life. And the hardest thing, I think, for myself, and I think for a lot of people that are not scared but hesitant, is to take the jump. They'll kind of like when you go to the beach, you'll put your feet in the water, and it can be really cold and you can get turned off by it. But a thought of maybe, you know, this isn't for me. But fortunately for me, I kind of went head first and just dived in the water. And it was the best thing for me, best thing for me. Has there been some adversity, some trials, some tribulations? You bet. You know, moving down to a new city by myself, not knowing anyone. It was hard. It was hard to start. It was really hard. It was different. It was difficult. But I think you're never going to grow in your comfort zone. And your comfort zone, it won't kill you, but it won't give you the full potential of what you can be. And for years, I was kind of crying out to myself that I needed to have a change. I wanted to make a change for the better, personally, professionally, spiritually, mentally. And I think that if I didn't take that chance of connecting with people that are in a higher echelon than me, of putting myself out there in a lot of aspects of life, I wouldn't have met a lot of great people I've met this year. And I've met some really, really good humans. Like, I've met a lot of great humans. And I'm so grateful to meet a lot of these people, because they've given me a different outlook on life. They've given me a different perspective on how to work hard. They've given me a different perspective on what it means to be happy, what it means to have happiness in your life, what it means to be free. I think that was, for a long time, I wasn't free in the sense of my thoughts. I wasn't free in the sense of just being myself for a long, long time. And moving to a new city, you have to adapt. You have to be able to be comfortable with yourself, to put yourself out there. In anything in life, you just need to put yourself out there. And for a long time, I thought I was good at it. I thought I was pretty good in the sense of just being able to connect with people. But it was a big challenge for me. Like, I'm not going to lie. And I think I could just sugarcoat it and say, yeah, it was an easy transition doing what I'm doing, moving to a new city, being a part of a professional sporting organization, going from, you know, a medium-sized pond to one of the biggest ponds you can ever be in the field I'm at, like professional sport, like a professional sporting team. Like, it doesn't get any bigger than that. It was hard. It was difficult. It was challenging. It was having me at times thinking, is this for me? Is this the right thing? Am I doing the right thing? Am I really built for this, cut for this? And I don't think anybody is. You got to grow. You got to learn to go through the hard times, go through the adversity. And if you don't, it's just going to hurt. It's just the same thing that goes back to your comfort zone. And a lot of people gave me a lot of good advice. But I think, like, the best advice I got this year was take the chance on yourself, do the work, have the best intentions, and what's meant for you is meant for you. And if you told me 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I'd be a part of a professional sporting organization, I'd just be telling you you're dreaming. To be honest, I'd be like, nah, I just can't see it. Like, I can't see it. But I think if you have good intentions in life, if you really just strive to be the best version of yourself, and if you care about what you do, if you care about people, I think there's a funny way the world will treat you and reward you. And it's really, really refreshing to see a lot of people that I know now, I know before, succeed in what they're doing, get married, have kids, buy a house, follow their dreams, have success in whatever they're doing. It's really cool to see. And a couple of years ago, I wouldn't have said that. But being on a new challenge and a new journey, I've truly appreciated how hard it is for people when they start a new job or they're successful in their field. Like, it's hard. It's really, really hard. It's not easy. And I thought it was, you know, smooth transitions for a lot of people that I knew. And it's just hard to change. But I think if you make the right change, if you make the positive change, if you go after it in life and you never lose hope, if you never lose hope, and that is the biggest thing I've learned this year. And someone gave me that feeling of hope again. Like, when I say that, I mean like a lot of people gave me the feeling of don't lose hope this year. Just stick with it. Because at times you can feel like the hope's you're losing hope. You're losing your direction. You're skating by in life. You're not doing what you thought you would. You're wasting your potential per se. But I met some people that gave me hope again this year. That gave me hope again in life. And not to say that I was losing it, but it was feeling like it was gone. It was feeling like maybe these things in life aren't meant for me. Maybe I'm not meant to be the person I thought I was going to be all along. And there's a lot of people out there. There's people that have listened to this show before or listened to me or people that I know that will have lost hope. And it sucks. It's a weird feeling. It's a weird feeling losing hope. But you'll meet someone or you'll do something and it will give you hope again. In the professional world, in personal worlds, aspects of life, sorry. And that's the most important thing. Like, just don't ever lose hope in whatever you do. Don't ever lose it. And I'm so grateful that I learned that lesson again. Because if I lost the hope, I wouldn't be living out the dreams of what I had when I was 12 years old, 13 years old. And this is, I'm not trying to get anything out of this. I'm just saying, like, don't lose it. Don't lose the hope in life. Enjoy the feelings you get along the way. Enjoy being nervous. Enjoy being scared. Enjoy being happy. Just enjoy it all. Because like I've seen, like it can be gone straight away. It can be gone at a click like that. It can be gone. It's like, just don't ever lose hope, whatever you do. Because hope's just such a special thing. And always believe in yourself. And don't do it for others. And that might sound selfish, but just don't prove people wrong. Just prove yourself right in whatever you do. And if you do that, if you prove yourself right, that's all that matters. But just enjoy it. Like, enjoy everything in life. Never, ever lose hope. Always believe and have fun in what you do. And if you have fun in what you do and you love what you do, I think it's going to be just way easier. At least for me, I'm loving this new chapter in life, and it was hard. It was the hardest decision I ever had to make, was leaving everyone that I've known, moving to a new city, not knowing anyone really, apart from my work colleagues, and taking the punt. Taking a chance. And it's been probably the best thing I've ever done in my life. And if I didn't do it, I would have regretted it for the rest of my life. And I would have been sitting probably somewhere looking back and saying, what if? What if I just stuck it out? What if I just kept going with it? What could have been? And I used to do that, you know, for a long, long time. It's just that it's too hard. Maybe that this isn't for me. No, actually, no. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. But I really said to myself, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to put it fully percent, full 100%. I'm going to take the punt. And can I be working harder? Absolutely. But I'm enjoying everything it's throwing at me. I'm enjoying the new friends I've met. The people that are helping me, just enjoying the whole moment, because I know I'll look back in 5 to 10 years' time and be like, wow, that was a really, really fun part of my life. You know, I met some lifelong friends there. I met some people that really helped me be where I'm at today. And that's the most important thing for me too, is just enjoying it too. You got to enjoy it. You just got to enjoy it. But never lose hope. Always believe and have fun. Have fun in what you do. Love what you do. But most important, just don't lose hope. Because hope, if you don't lose it, you will seriously get to do some really cool things in your life and special things in your life that people can look back on and say, wow, what a great person they were. I will get back on the podcast grind. I'm looking to get into it once a week. I'm looking to get into videos too, putting it on YouTube. But for this one, it's just going to be a audio. If you listen to this, I do appreciate you, but I just hope that it makes you feel better and makes you realize that people, you might be in the position I was in 3 to 6 months ago. You might be in that position. You might have been in that position 6 months ago and you thought you were the only person that felt the way that, you know, I was feeling at that point in time in life. But I think you got to realize, and we got to realize as people in society, don't do it alone too. Never do things alone. Don't be afraid to speak out. And this is kind of like a soothing thing for me. Like, I like to do this. But I do it to help. Because I know that, like, at the end of the day, I'm just one person in this world. But if it helps someone out there, if it makes your day, that's all I do it for, this podcast. I do appreciate you listening. And I hope to see this grow and unfold. And I'm going to try to get on some guests that I feel have great value, are great people in their professions, and that are just overall great human beings, and they can share their stories of whatever topics we talk about. But thank you for listening. If you want to share it, cool. If not, it doesn't matter to me. But thank you. Have a great day.